that you are not a job that is complete. That God is still working on you, in you, with you, and through you. Praise the Lord. So I believe that there is a testimony that you will share with the people of God very soon.
Amen. Mm.
I wish three people will receive that. The devil will not stop this testimony. Because God himself has reserved the glory in it to himself. And God cannot be hindered. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Say, I believe it.
I believe it.
Say, the Lord is talking about me.
The Lord is talking about me.
I am the testimony.
I am
testimony. So shall it be for you in Jesus' name. Pick up your Bible and open to Joshua chapter 3. Let's see what God has for us. And we're going to read from verse 2 Joshua 3 verse 2 to 11, and then we'll read 14 to 16. Can we rise on our feet to read the word of God together? Hallelujah. Joshua chapter 3, verses 2 to 11. If you are there, please say amen.
Amen.
Okay, praise God. Let's read together. One to go. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host. And they commanded the people, saying, when ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, and about 2,000 cubits by measure, come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go. For ye have not passed this way. Stop there. Ye have not passed this way before. There is a path God is going to take someone through. God is going to go with you.
Amen.
Because he is the one that knows the way. But I tell you today that it is a way of joy.
Amen.
It's a way you will pass with God and it will end in joy.
Amen.
You will be led forth with peace.
Amen.
On this path.
Amen.
Are you ready to move with God? Thank you, Jesus. Read on. Verse 4. Yet there shall be a square between you and it, and 2,000 cubits by measure. Come near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go. For ye have not passed this way. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. For tomorrow. Ah, Mashata Yaba. For tomorrow. 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 Help me tell your neighbor, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Not yesterday.
Tomorrow.
God will do wonders among us. In Jesus' name. Move on. And Joshua spake unto the priest, saying, take up the ark of the covenant and pass over before the people. And they took up the ark of the covenant and went before the people. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And thou shalt command the priests that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, Yet ye are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, come hither and hear the words of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, the Gagashites, the Amorites, and the Jebusites. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth passeth over before you in Jordan. Now go to verse 14 to 16. And it came to pass, when the people removed from their tents to pass over the Jordan, and the priest bearing the ark of the covenant before the people, and they that were bear the ark were come unto Jordan, and the feet of the priest that bear the ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overfloweth all his banks all the time of harvest, that the waters which came down from above stood and rose up upon an heap very far from the city Adam, that is beside Zaretan. And those that came down toward the sea of the plain, even the salt sea, failed and were cut off. And the people passed over right against Jericho. I titled today's message, Dare to Believe. Dare to Believe. Help me tell your neighbor, dare to believe. Hallelujah. Dare to believe God that you are crossing over from pain to gain, that you are crossing over from poverty to prosperity, that you are crossing over from stagnancy to abundance, that you are crossing over from fear to faith, that you are crossing over from timidity to courage, that you are crossing over from darkness into light. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Dare you believe that your life is about to change. Dare you believe that things are about to turn to you for a testimony. Dare you believe that God is going to make a way where there is no way. I double dare you to believe today that impossibility in your life is about to become possible. Dare believe. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Today, this message is going to mark your life for change. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I knew the devil was fighting the delivery of this message today. My standing here today is by the grace of God. Hallelujah. For when I woke up about 3 a.m. this morning, I could not stand on my 2 feet. The whole of my bedroom was upside down. I had to hold on to something to get into the toilet. I could not keep my eyes open, because if I keep it open, the whole room was turning around. Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
But I knew who was behind this. Hallelujah. And I said, devil, you can't hide anywhere. So with closed eyes, I began to praise the Lord. Hello?
Hi.
And I picked my Bible because I have a message to deliver. And I said, whether my eyes are turning or they are not turning, I will keep my eyes on the word. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
For the Bible told me that when you keep your eyes on the word of the Lord, you will behold wondrous things in the law. As I kept my eyes on it, brought my notepad, began to read the scripture that the Lord had given me a few days before. And I began to meditate on it, and then I began to sing praises. And I said, Father, I thank you because this word shall be delivered. And this is the vessel, the oracle that you will use to deliver it today. So I give you praise. And I began to write. By the time that I finished, I don't know where the room was not turning again. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Look here. There is nothing that is happening to you that when God wants to do something through your life, don't you think it's not going to be challenged? That's why I know something is about to happen. Something is about to happen to this church. And you will rejoice.
Amen.
You will be glad.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God is a good God. Tell your neighbor, never you give up on God. Never you give up on God. Dare to believe God. Because some of you, you know, this devil, when you say you have faith, be careful that your faith is not fake. Because you readily will not know if you have faith until it is put to test. You never know. Everybody goes, I'm a man of faith, I'm a woman of faith. Where is your fight? Praise the Lord. God is good. You may be seated. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourself, consecrate yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Hallelujah. There are a lot of things that we should be thankful to God for. A lot of things. For the ground that we walk on, we should thank God. That the ground that you are walking on is not against you. Thank God for it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But there is something that stands out to me, and it should be to you. And that is the plans that God has for us. Are better, far better than our own plans. And the Bible made it clear in Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans that I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. To give you a future and a hope. That is God's plan for his children. He does not have a plan that will harm us. Praise the Lord. But as we seek to follow God's plan and design for our lives, we are always being confronted with difficulties. Do I have a witness in the house? Yes. We are confronted with all manner of challenges. But it isn't because God changed his plan. The plan is still a good plan. He never changed it. It's still a plan to prosper us. And prosperity goes beyond just having money. Praise the Lord. Because if you have money and you don't have good health, what is the use of your money? Difficulties confront every one of us, regardless of who you are. Regardless of how long you've been walking with God. Regardless of how long you have been in the kingdom. We are all, on a daily basis, being confronted with challenges in different areas of our lives endeavor. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But God, regardless, in spite of all those difficulties we encounter, his plan is still the same. Hallelujah. He has not changed his mind about you or about his plans for your life. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. The word of the Lord came unto the people of God in Joshua chapter 3. After they have stayed in one place, they camped there. What is the next step? How do I move from where I am to where I want to go? There was Jordan in front of them. And the Bible said it was a time of harvest, in which time the Jordan River overflows its banks. So it makes even going over Jordan more difficult as at that time. Hallelujah. I am so glad that God is not intimidated by my challenges. I'm so glad that God does not look at my situation and say, oh, poor you. Hello? Oh, I'm sorry for you. I'm sorry for what you are going through. Have you been in a challenge before and people come to you and say, I'm sorry for what you are going through? Hello? God never makes that kind of a statement, because what you are going through cannot intimidate him. I wish I had somebody to receive that. It doesn't intimidate God. It doesn't cause God to say, oh, my plan for her, my plan for him has now failed because of what is in front of him, because of what she's going through. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. But be grateful to God that you are actually going through it. Let that sink. Did you catch that? It is a go through. So it is not a permanent place. Praise the Lord. Because when you walk with God, you don't come to a dead end. Hallelujah. And that's why you say you are going through something. You are just going through it. David said in Psalm 23, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because thou art with me. Glory be to Jesus. Say, so I'm going through some trials right now. The trial of my faith. Hallelujah. But because God is with me, I dare to believe that I can overcome. Hallelujah. I dare to believe God that I will overcome whatever trouble attends my way. I dare to believe that God will come through for me. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
God is going to come through for somebody. I don't know who that person is, but I know God is going to come through for you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. You see, that's why I keep saying to all of us, look, everything you want in life, everything you desire, everything you want to attain, everything you want to accomplish in life, God has already paid the price for you to have them. Praise the Lord. Whatever you are trying to pursue and struggling to accomplish, the price for it is already paid, and it is paid in full. Hallelujah. Jesus is not missing. Huh? Jesus is not lost. The issue that we have as believers, well, believers in quotes now, because many believers don't even believe. And I call them unbelieving believers. If you truly believe that the Holy Spirit is real and God, Jesus, is alive, and he has
paid the price in full for everything that you will need. You don't need to run helter-skelter. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. You don't need to lose a night's sleep. I'm going somewhere today. Because if you are seated hearing my voice today, and your faith has been fake, today, you will jettison that fake faith and you will take on the authentic faith in the name of Jesus. Because you see, a fake faith always ends in frustrations. A fake faith is a faith that say, well, if God is going to do it, he would have done it. Hello, somebody. If God is going to help me, he would have helped me. Heaven help those who help themselves. Then you don't get any help. Then you now come back to God and say, Lord, please now, I beg. Praise the Lord. You try to go it on your own and then you now come back to God and say, well, God, this is the situation. I please make you help me now. Hallelujah. No, there's still something wrong with our faith. Let's go on to see what God has for us today. Because God has good news for us. Regardless of all those challenges that we face in life. The children of Israel were faced with Jordan right in front of them. But they have a prophecy. God promised them. He said, I'm taking you to your own land. Hallelujah. I'm taking you to your own place. But to get there, they needed to go across Jordan. And Jordan was overflowing. They didn't know how to cross it. But this is the good news. Beloved, three things that you need to know. That God knew that Jordan was there. That God knew that at that time, Jordan will overflow his banks. Praise the Lord. He took them there when Jordan will overflow his bank. You know, even from the experiences of the Israelites in bondage in Egypt. Have you ever wondered why? God said, he sent Moses, go and deliver these people. How many of you agree with me that God is all powerful? You agree? Hallelujah. God is all powerful, yet he sent Moses, and on many occasions he told Moses, you go and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. And he said, Pharaoh will respond to you and say, I will not let them go. Now, I don't know about you, because I probably would ask God, what's the point of sending me? I mean, you know he's not going to let them go. Hey, what? I can't labor in vain. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Because in some occasions you'll be telling God in your mind and you say, please, I can't labor in vain. All these things that I've done, what has he brought me? Hello? What have I gained from it? I prayed. I prophesied. Nothing has changed. Hello? Why? God is all powerful. He could have shut the mouth of Pharaoh. And immediately Moses got there and said, let my people go. And quickly and immediately, Pharaoh will order his troops and say, let them go quickly. Their God has said they should go. Do you know the response of Pharaoh? He said, who is the God? Then you will know that God has a plan. He has a plan for your life. But God likes to show off. He likes to show out. Because I keep telling you, God cannot be taught. He can only be revealed. And God does not want to reveal himself as a small God. He does not want to reveal himself as if he's on the same level with the devil. He does not want to reveal himself as somebody that you can see and bypass. He doesn't want you to equate him with your intellect. No, no, no. He's bigger than that. For he's bigger than the biggest, stronger than the strongest, mightier than the mightiest, wealthier than the wealthiest. So he needed to allow Pharaoh to puff and say, who is that God? I do not know your God that will release you. And God said, thank you for saying that, because I'm about to reveal myself. I'm about to introduce myself to you. Every challenge of your life, this month, God will introduce himself to them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let me introduce myself. So he began to perform some miracles through Moses and Aaron. Hallelujah. And this guy still said, are we too, we can do the same now. You want to turn the river red, we too, we can do it. You want to turn the rod to a snake, we can also do it. Praise the Lord. But when God wants to show himself, he will put himself above the babalawos. Hello? He will put himself above babato alorioki. Iyaladura. Olomiadura. Hello, somebody. He will prove himself as the all-wise, all-knowing, all-present, and all-powerful God. That all the other powers will have no choice but to bow. Glory be to Jesus. That was why at the end, when the chariots and horses were drowned in the Red Sea, even the people that God delivered said, this is God. Gods would say, this is God. I prophesy over your life, before the end of this year, God will manifest himself in your life that will cause people around you to say, this must be God. Everything they thought was God will be displaced by the real God. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. God's plan can never fail. We were singing praises this morning. He is in control. He is in full control. You know, people who, you can sing a song, I've told you. But does your heart believe what you are singing? Do you truly believe that he is in control? This morning, I'm sent by God to you to dare to believe that he is in control. Hallelujah. Amen. Though there may be nothing on the ground to show that your situation is going to change, though there may be nothing that you can see with your physical eyes that there's going to be a turnaround, though the fig tree may not bud, as the Bible says, though the pen may be dry and there are no animals inside of it, but dare you believe God this morning, you will see God show up for you. Hallelujah. Moses had to believe God, because, beloved, by the second time, miracles happened and the man didn't do anything. Hello, somebody. There's no point. You will give up. Even if God wakes him in the morning and say, oh yeah, go and face Pharaoh again. You say, Father, you go and face him yourself. What is that? We have done this miracle. We've done all this one. But the guy is still adamant. He won't let the people go. You are God. I'm not the God. Go and do what you can do. Praise the Lord. But he didn't give up. He still went the third time. He went the fourth time. He went the fifth time. He went the sixth time. He went the seventh time. He went the eighth time. And the ninth
time, God said, now. Yes. Everything that they thought that they have, all their powers and their wisdom, they have displayed everything that they thought they have. Now, I'm about to display. I'm about to show all my own powers. Praise the Lord. You see, they can do this, all these ones, all the things that you see in life. You see, that's why you are running. Sometimes somebody take your thing. They take my position. You are angry. I'm supposed to have this. I deserve this. You are doing this. You are doing that. Well, you can fight and even get all those. But God will prove himself and say, above all those things in the world, all the things that you are looking for, all the things you are pursuing, all the things that you think you own, he said, there is something I can do. None of those things can do. I can kill and I can make alive. Glory be to Jesus. So he said, by the time I take their firstborn, they do not have a power of resurrection. Glory. Jesus says, I'm the resurrection and the life. No one else is. You may have the power to turn the river into blood. You may have the power to turn a rod into snake. But when it comes to the resurrection power, that is my personal preserve. Nobody has that one. I'm the one that can kill and I can make alive. If they had that power, why didn't they go and wake all the firstborns of Egypt that God killed? They didn't have that power. So God revealed himself in a way that they have never seen any God before. God will reveal himself to you. That even you yourself has never seen him in that way before. Remember what the prophets told them, the leaders of Israel. He said, get yourself ready because you are going on a journey. And this journey is a place that you have never been before. Glory be to Jesus. God will take you there. I said, God will take you there. I said, God will take you there. In the mighty name of Jesus. So God is aware of your difficulties. He's aware of what you are facing. He's aware of what you are going through. He allowed it because he knew that he is well able and well equipped to overcome it. Praise the Lord. He said it, that God said it to me many years. He said, look, there are three things you need to settle in your spirit. Number one, that I love you. Settle that one. I love you. Because God's love for us is not based on what we did or what we didn't do. His love for us can never change. It can't change. He said, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. So he can't change. He can't rescind his love. And God himself is love. Praise the Lord. Number two, whatsoever came to your life, he said, I allowed it. Praise the Lord. Now, you, if you're a parent here and you are walking maybe in a store with your son or with your daughter and somebody just came, ran, snatched your child away from you, what would you do? You will run the other way. No, you are likely to run after the person. Praise the Lord. Why would you run after the person? Because something belongs to you. Someone you love. Something just snatched it away. You want to go after. Praise the Lord. To do what? To snatch it back. Glory be to Jesus. To snatch it back. So God loves you. Whatever has come against you and against his plan for your life, God will snatch you back from it. Praise the Lord. He said, I allowed it because I know I'm well equipped and well able to deliver you from it. Hallelujah. And in all of that, by the time I deliver you, whatever snatch you, we have no choice but to bow to me as God. Wouldn't you love God to reveal himself as God in your life? Allow him to prove his love, prove himself to you in that situation. Don't lock him out. And so Joshua told them, when you see the ark of the covenant moving, he said, move. Glory be to Jesus. Move with it. Move with the presence of God. Because in his presence, there is fullness of joy. And on his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. That's why the presence of God is so important to us in life. Because if the presence of God will not go with you to a place, don't try it, because his grace is only made available where his presence is located. His presence travels with his grace. And if you do not have that grace, it will be difficult for you to overcome whatever difficulty that you meet on the way. You will give up. Because there are many things we face in life, but for the grace of God, we wouldn't have made it. But for the grace, hallelujah, we would not have made it this far, but for the grace of God. Wasn't us ourselves, as Paul says in Galatians chapter 2, verse 19 and 20. He said, I am who I am by the grace of God. It is not I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. For the life that I live in the flesh, I live by faith unto the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. It's no longer I, because I could never have overcome this challenge. I could never have overcome this difficulty. I would have quit. I would have given up. But with God, all things are possible. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. The third thing is, God allowed it so that he can reveal his glory. Praise the Lord. So if you are faced with a difficulty and God allowed it to come into your life, there is a glory that is going to be revealed. If he cannot use it for his glory, he will not allow it to come to you. Praise the Lord. So what you should be talking to God about is not, God, why me? Why did this happen? No, you should change and begin to thank the Lord for his glory that is about to be revealed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Stop equating God with your intellectual capacity. He's bigger than that. Sometimes we try to play small God. You know, some God as this cannot be done. No, you are claiming that you are God. Only God has the right to say something can be done. If God started the storybook of your life, he's going to write the last chapter. And the last chapter says you won. That's it. And God will not start something that he can finish. He doesn't have an abandoned project. I'm not an abandoned project in the hand of God. I'm not through. He's not through with me. There is still so much that God still wants to reveal through my life. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. So I made up my mind. I dare to believe God. In fact, I double dare to believe God. Praise the Lord. All this idea of just being afraid. I'm tired. If God is God, let's know. Praise the Lord. That's it. I'm willing to follow you. I'm willing to trust you. I've made up my mind. You know, it's not a case of Lord, me or Lelo me. It's not, you see, that statement, the Holy Ghost slapped me one day. I said, what are you saying? What do you mean, oh, Lelo me? Many of us make that statement. Lord, you know, I don't have any other person. It's you only that I have. As if you had any other person, you would jettison God. Praise the Lord. No, you need to change it. I say, God,
You are the one that I need. You are the one I have to have. There is no one else. Even he himself said, I'm God. And there is none else. Praise the Lord. So it's not a case of God. You are the only one I have. No. So if God doesn't come through for you, who else are you going to go to? Who is the other God that you are keeping in the corner and in your wardrobe? That if this God does not come through for you, just quickly open your wardrobe and take it. Who is that God? Self-help. Self-preservation. Hello? Manipulation. Is that the other God? No, they will fail. Let me tell you today, they will fail. If you've been working with God for some time, you would have tried your hands on some things and you've discovered that you are just not getting anywhere with this. And then you will come and surrender. Praise the Lord. Is somebody getting something today? Hebrews 11:6. Hebrews 11 and verse 6 says, I love this translation, so let me read it to you. Because where I'm really going today, that God is asking us, dare to believe me, it means that, beloved, we need to be radical with our faith. You need to get radical with your faith. If you believe God, get radical. Help me tell your neighbor, get radical. It is time to be audacious with your faith. Your faith is too cold. It's time to arise. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11:6 says, faith, it's impossible to please God. This is the Message translation. It's impossible to please God apart from faith. Let somebody say faith. Say it again, faith. It is impossible to please God apart from faith. And why? Because anyone who wants to approach God must believe both that he exists, that he cares enough to respond to those who seek him. You have to believe that God cares enough to respond to you when you seek him. That he cares enough. Because if you truly care enough, if you believe that God cares enough to respond to you seeking him, you will never say, well, I have been patient. In fact, you will be patient. Praise the Lord. You must settle it in your spirit that God will respond to you when you seek him. He will respond to you. So, no, it is not a question of how long. In fact, this morning I was just reading something about Noah, which I talk about in Hebrews 11 also talks about Noah. In fact, I picked Noah's own because there are heroes of faith. But I picked Noah's own because there was something I saw about this guy. When God told Noah, warned him of an impending danger that was coming, Noah was 500 years old. You know, in those Bible days, they lived really long. The time that the impending danger God warned him about, which was a flood that will overwhelm the whole world, it was 100 years later. He was 600 years. The Bible says, and Noah was 600 years old. But the word of God came 100 years before. Praise the Lord. When you are radical with your faith, you will be patient. Because you know that God is in control and he can never fail. So it's not a question of you coming to the decision and say, well, if it's from January till June, I don't see anything, then in June, that's it. I give it up. No. Your faith is fake. The Bible said those that believe God, they do not make haste. They are not hasty people. You know what makes you to change your mind? Is anxiety. And that anxiety, you've been carrying it from day one. And that's why when you got to sixth month, you gave it all up. Because that's what anxiety will end up in. It will end in frustration. But if you believe God, that God will respond to you seeking Him, you will never give up at that sixth month. You still keep going until you see what you believe Him for. Praise the Lord. God will not fail you. I said, God will not fail you. So by faith, Noah built a ship in the middle of a dry land. He has never seen rain before. Before the time of Noah, water used to come from dew from the ground. And he was talking that there was an impending danger. The whole world was about to be drowned in water that is from above, not from under. They've never seen it before. They couldn't imagine it. They couldn't have a picture of it. That's what happens in your situation sometimes. You believe God to do something for you, but you have no picture because you don't know if it's going to be done. You don't know how it's going to be done. God told the children of Israel in that Joshua 3, I'm taking you where you have never been before. You have never seen this type of blessing before that I'm going to pour on your life. Hallelujah. You've never seen it before. All you need to do is believe it. Let me tell your neighbor, believe it. Tell them, dare to believe God. So he built a big ship on a dry land. Glory be to Jesus. The ship is supposed to sail on water. But there was no water. He built it anyway. Are you ready to build a life on a dry land? You have not seen anything. Hallelujah. Are you ready to sow in a land of famine? Not knowing whether your seed is going to bring over harvest because it is the time of famine. Many people have been discouraged out of their own abundance in every area by some environmental, undulating circumstances. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. I remember the testimony that a friend was sharing with us, a pastor friend was saying, he said, God told him to tell his people, he said, all of you that have shares, as that I say, go and sell it. I mean, they just felt, come on, pastor, I mean, don't get into my case. I mean, preach. But when it comes to my business, I mean, what do you know? Hallelujah. I mean, the pastor is veering out of what we are expecting him. Amen. Just bless everything. Bless my family. Bless the work of my hands. That's all I need you for. And the pastor said, go and sell your shares. Well, there was one guy that was there among them. He said, well, the Bible has already said it. Believe God. Abi? Believe the prophets. You will prosper. You will be established. So, the guy went and dumped all his shares. Praise the Lord. The following week, the thing crashed like Igbanga. Now, when he sold at a premium. Now, all the people lost money. Hello, somebody. Even in our church, I remember one time, remember when we were still in 45 Lagos Street, and pastor was telling us generally, I didn't know what, we had a project, and he said somebody should, everybody give as the Lord leads you and all that. Look, sow into this. You will see what will happen.
You just say you don't know. I mean, just say whatever. And some people, in fact, funny enough, there were a lot of students and they were giving out of their allowances and little that they have. Everybody gave. A week later, one woman just ran to my house. Pastor, 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 what is it? What is it? Ha! Pastor! Ha! Mugbe! Ha! What is it? What is it? He said, ha! Ha! I've just lost all my words. Is your husband okay? Fine. Are your children okay? They are fine. So, pastor, what is good? Ha! Yeah. I put money in a finance. Hey, oh, it's a bender woman. Hey, oh. In fact, when she mentioned the amount, pastor said, you know, sometimes you just look at some people and say, ah, Father, forgive me. Because I never thought this woman would have this kind of money. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not the sinful person. Some of you too, you do it. But lost everything. All the money. Hey, oh, pastor, I should have listened. So, are we going to pray now? So, what are we going to do? Because you would want even God to bring the money back so you can give it to him. Yeah. Do I have real people here? Yeah. Let me tell your neighbor, dare to believe God. Dare to believe God. That's the, how will I put it? It's the greatest challenge that we have. Believing God. Do you really believe him? And God is saying, your faith now needs some radicality. You have to be radical with it. With your faith. You know when you are radical with your faith? Even people that are around you will look at you and say, you are crazy. They will say, you are mad. Hallelujah. And I told you before, if you are really a believer, you are really a mad person. Because this guy, Noah, is a mad person. He has to be mad. You've not seen rain before. You don't know what it is. You are building a ship. Hello? But when God talks, even when they say there is a casting down, you will say there is a lifting up. Ah, there is recession. And then you are building a big company. Praise the Lord. Because God should say, this man is mad. Can he not see what is written in the papers? Does he not know the economic situation of the country? Economic situation of the country. Which country? In my country, there is no recession. Praise the Lord. In my country, we move by faith and not by sight. In my country, we are radical citizens. Hallelujah. We believe that something exists that we cannot see. But the other country must see it before they can believe that it exists. God will take you where you have not been before. Spiritually, he will move you forward. Amen. Financially, he will move you forward. Amen. Materially, he will move you forward. Amen. Academically, he will move you forward. Amen. Maritally, he will move you forward. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. By faith, Noah built a ship in the middle of the dry land. He was warned about something he could not see and acted on what he was told. His act of faith drew a sharp line between the evil of the unbelieving world and the rightness of the believing world. It drew a sharp contrast.
You see, sometimes people are you are on the same level. Hallelujah. Like at one point, Moses was on the same level with all the magicians of Egypt. But God set him apart. Hallelujah. Because he said, I will make you a god unto Pharaoh. God is about to set somebody apart in this place. So that all of you that you think, they think you are on the same level, God will just move you out. Hallelujah. He will move you out of the flesh and move you into the spirit. He will move your faith out of fakeness and move it to begin to work for you supernaturally. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. A sharp line of contrast was created. Why? Because he dared to believe. All the other people, the Bible said they were marrying, feasting, giving their children in marriages. They didn't know what was happening. They are tied to the natural world. But no, not Noah. He was tied to the spiritual world. That's where he received instruction from. Beloved, let your ears be open and your eyes be open to behold wondrous things that God is about to show you. He said, I'm going to lead you. Allow God to lead you. He's going to lead you to a place you have never been before. Hallelujah. And he will remain with you there. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Wow. Good God in Zion. God is good. I double dare someone in this place today to radicalize your faith. I double dare you to believe God and say, God, I believe you for this. That this year, hey, glory be to Jesus. I'm going to dance that dance. Amen. I will dance that dance. Iyanuti o shele. Tamu mi jo ijo titun. Ayoti o shele. Tamu mi jo lai rilu. Kodun yito pari, baba. Je otori mi ti shele. Kinjo lai rilu. Kinjo ijo ope. Praise the Lord. I believe that God will do that for you. Before the end of this year, you will dance, you will not need a musician. You will dance, you will not need a drum. You know that kind of dance. Wherever the blessing meets you, that's where the dance breaks out. Do you understand? It can break out in somebody's office. When they say, I just think, something just say, I should give the contract to you. Do you understand? Right there, you just begin to dance. There is no drum. There is no worship leader. Glory be to Jesus. You yourself, you are the drum. You are the keyboard. You are the worship leader. Right there. Hallelujah. Iyanu ti o shele. Tamu mi jo lai rilu. Ayo ti o shele. Tamu mi jo ijo titun. Kodun yi to pari baba. Je o tori mi shele. Kinjo lai rilu. Kinjo ijo ope. So shall it be for you in Jesus' name. I said, so shall it be for you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.